keep.
Mama rich, mama rich. I done got blood on my hands. Counted up quick. My thuggin' on camera. Hope we don't slip. Yeah, tighten up, tighten up, tighten up, tighten up. Mama rich, mama rich.
And we are back for the 2023 DC Karen's Club Dynasty League. How you doing, Dan?
No, we're doing great. You know, we're back at it again for another year of Dynasty Fantasy Football.
Is that our third year?
I believe it is our third year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, kudos to us for keeping it alive through, you know, all these terrible trades. And
Dynasty League is pretty fun, man. I think people do like it more than they want to admit.
I would certainly hope so.
You know, it's that, like,
I'd certainly hope so.
It's that 24/7, 365 all year, every time, all around management of that team.
You got to learn about the rookies. You got to pay attention to.
Also, excited for next
all
year.
The shit.
I'm excited for next year's rookie draft.
Next year's rookie draft is going to be fucking lit. It really is.
All right, Iron. So I know we missed last week. The plan kind of right now was we're going to kind of evaluate each team to the first two games. And then we'll make our predictions. And going forward, we'll be more weekly with the content.
The people demand content, so that's what we're going to give them.
Yeah, they want to hear more auto-tune crying baby. Drop that shit right now. All right. So we'll start off. We'll do it top to bottom. Top to bottom.
Oh, God.
Because I know for the other podcast we did bottom up, so let's switch it up. What do you know by chance who's number one? Oh, look, it's the Black Roger Goodell. Standing on top handedly.
Yeah, because you were gifted a first round pick for some reason and a bunch of other embarrassments of riches.
Hey man, I give up a lot.
League
for
shocks.
It. I give up a lot for it.
And somehow you haven't won this league yet. How embarrassing is that for you?
Maybe this is the year.
Maybe it's because you're holding three defenses.
Maybe it's this year. All right.
It would be funny as hell if it wouldn't.
It would be funny as hell, but like I think it's this year, but. We won't spend too much time on my team. I don't really like talking about that. In terms Good. Of, if you had to say, actually, I already know the answer to that question. My hole is my quarterback position. That's the hole in my team.
Imagine if you had Jalen Hurts, though. That would be so nice.
Yeah, I guess, but
wonder what ever happened.
I think I'm fine with ETN, Robbie.
Maybe he's
Stephon Diggs, Darren Waller, Olave, Aaron Jones, Christian McCaffrey, Puka Nacua, Tyler Lockett.
No. And the coward that traded you most of these players quit the league.
Come on over here. Come on, coward. I know that I want to punch you in the nose. I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
No, and should be shamed for forever. He really should be.
He didn't trade me all those players, did he?
Well, he made the big deal for you to get.
It's funny. I gave him ETN, and I got ETN back. See, that's that. That's that forehead. I forget what trade I made for it anyways, man. I forget the trade, but
yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
Not really did. I don't remember what the trade was.
Well, good for you. Well, anyway, it will be humiliating. Humiliating if you don't win this year. Just to let you know.
That's fine. Next team, we got another 2-0 team. Kyler GP. Tyler Gilpatrick. Always solid year to year. Always a solid team.
Yeah, this is a nice team. I mean,
except for Pitts. Anytime.
Well, I mean, Pitts is still a nice dynasty hold, right? Still only 22 years old. Still 1,000 yards in his rookie season. It's just been frustrating. But I think he had a nice rookie draft this year for sure. Grabbing Zay Flowers.
I do like
someone
I do
I'm like really high on. You know, I do like the Jaleel McLaughlin stash too. I would probably, if I'm gonna offer one knock, I just want to see more of that top end wide receiver talent, right? And you know, it'd be dope if Nico Collins and Zay Flowers, you know, ultimately transition into that. But especially if you're going to be getting inconsistent weeks from Christian Kirk, I want to get another alpha in there for sure.
No, definitely. I think he is kind of missing that alpha. I think Christian Kirk is going to be have his ups and down games. I think
he's just like a wide receiver two, wide receiver three area. I think, especially given Jacksonville has just been like a little sluggish on offense to start off the season too. Yeah. Ridley's eating into that target share, and if he's moving into the slot, then he's also competing with Evan Engram. It's just a little dicey.
And also, yeah, Zay Jones has been involved. I think
mm-hmm.
the ball's just moving around more. Even Etienne's getting more more targets now compared to last year.
He is 2-0, but God, you got to be frustrated with what you're getting from Damian Pearson, Josh Jacobs so far. Really, really just... Jacobs rushes for -2 yards.
I do think Josh Jacobs does turn it around, but still, like, at this pace, like, he's technically, like, viewed as an RB2.
Yep. You know, maybe Zach Moss is a useful week-to-week piece, but... yeah, definitely interested to see how he kind of like looks to fill out the rest of the roster with talent moving forward. A lot of running backs with this roster. We'll like to see a few more pass catchers.
Zach Moss, Cam Akers.
Also playing a tight end in the flex too kind of like underscores the difficulty of like him finding like pass catchers he can rely on, right?
Well, his alpha is on the IR Cup, but we don't know what Cup we're going to get back, unfortunately.
Nope, we don't.
Being that much older, nerve damage, who knows what's going to go on with that. But overall, though, having a good start to the season, I'm sure he's happy with his team, like overall. But, All right, next, we have the biggest surprise of the 2-0 team. The biggest surprise of the 2-0 team, Dennis.
Nani?
Sitting number 3 overall.
Good for him, honestly. Good for him.
Like, dude.
It's been a weird start to this year. No doubt. I mean, but listen, I mean, now Ridley's back, right? Like, he's got two, you know, for the longest time, we were killing him for his RB situation. He's got two RB1s, essentially. It's how does he fill out the rest of this flex situation?
His team has
at
no
wide receiver.
His team has no depth. It has no depth. Very, very much top heavy. Very top heavy. Because like when you get down to it, like as you were alluding to, once you hit tight end below towards the flexes, like Gabe is gonna like I love Gabe Davis, but like he's gonna have his off and on games. As you can see with Algier, he's gonna have his. He's really gonna have to really hope for that one touchdown. He falls in the end zone because, as you can see, like there's many times even when he gets 16.
I just don't. I understand why he's rosterable, but like when I watch him versus Bijan, like Bijan's the better running back and the better athlete, and it's not even close.
It's not.
And like you're lying to yourself if like you say that. Like you're lying to yourself. You're lying to everyone. You're admitting you don't watch football if you say that. Like Algier is like a better running back than.
Yeah, it's just I just don't see that happening. Especially like, I think he will get those touches. Like he's gonna get plus 13, you know, attempts a game at least. I do think. But then the worry will be, is eventually, when the Falcons decide they're going to have to change shit around for how they play the yep. game once they get busted, because I don't think that's going to be, like, longevity-wise, I don't think that's going to be great. And ultimately, they're going to have to make the decision if they want to tank for a good quarterback. But, because Ritter ain't it, man. He's just that dude ain't it. But, yeah, I don't know. Does Dennis make a move? I don't think he can make a move, really. He doesn't much pieces. Maybe make some trades.
My hot take is that if I'm moving anyone off of the roster to, like, try to make a move that would, like, really shake the foundation of my team and maybe, like, add a... I would argue his biggest need is, like, another young wide receiver, right? Especially given some of the age concerns that he has on his bench. But I would take a good long hard look at Kenneth Walker, especially given the fact that he has Charbonnet on the roster, right? It's like, you know, maybe hold on to Charbonnet as like a lottery ticket and see if like you can get someone to bite on Kenneth Walker, because he's just been, you know, there are concerns about his efficiency, and they've been passing pretty heavily too, and kind of diversifies his roster a little bit. That's the one move I would probably make.
Yeah, maybe try to see what he can do with Jalen Warren. Maybe try to move him to the Najee Harris owner.
My hot take is that if I'm starting any running back in that flex position for him, it's Jalen Warren, not Tyler Allgeier.
I agree. It's crazy, though. I didn't know Jalen Warren was actually 24 already, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Already getting up there, but yeah, no, big surprise of a team. All right, next we have the man that took over for the coward, Will Vu.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce. Coward. For sure, who turned the team around. He's been making moves, bro. He's been making moves.
Kudos.
He's making a lot of moves.
Mm-hmm. He still has more moves to make, for sure. But yeah, I mean, he's... I like what he did in the draft, getting Jackson Smith and Jigba is really nice.
It's a dynasty piece, that's peak. Once Tyler Lockett,
that is good.
Once Tyler Lockett runs off in the sun, rides off in the sunset.
And I do think, you know, he's going to be in a position where he's going to have to make some tough calls, I think that too, but also just like in terms of quarterback start sit decisions, like, you know, are there weeks where you throw in Sam Howell over Trevor Lawrence when he's got kind of a stinker matchup, right? Like, you know, I think he's got some nice young pieces here. I like Tajai Spears too. I know there's injury concerns, but his usage has been pretty nice for the first couple weeks.
Yeah, especially to compete with King Henry. So,
yeah, good to have people that actually want to play here, not, you know, cowards.
No, you can tell he's really into this dynasty shit, but he turned the team around.
Kieran Williams, nice little play. Raheem Mostert, someone that Dennis traded from off of you and just dropped him.
Yeah. You know, that was crazy they did that.
Didn't really care much for the Jahan Dotson pickup, honestly. I'm just not super high on him to begin with, but
obviously, like, he had a crazy that touchdown in terms of the games he played last season, so obviously mm-hmm. he had some regression. I do think he's gonna find himself in the end zone. Like, I ultimately do think the Commanders are gonna lose to the Bills, but I do think mm-hmm. Howell's gonna be slanging it around.
Yeah, his trade with Joe Gallant was pretty interesting. I think he kind of it looks like he did fall a bit on the short end of the stick here, because you got Deontay Johnson obviously on IR now with the hamstring injury. Mostert's looking like a nice piece, but he's also giving up Joe Gallant is the one that gave up the first round pick.
Yeah, 2025 though.
But, yeah, so Gallant's getting Stevenson and Javonte Williams return. Overall, I think a pretty fair trade for sure.
I was talking with Bruce and he was prepared to wait to next season. Like, he was just like, I'll be competitive, but it's next year's draft. He's loaded up. Mm-hmm. One first round, two second round picks.
Yep. Good year.
Mm-hmm. All right, next team we got Chungus as well, Hungus, Joe Chick, who actually forgot to bench Christian Watson and still pulled off the win.
Wow.
Like,
did he play Christian Watson 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
So is he, like, even...
He is.
Is he paying attention to this league?
He literally texted me saying, the comeback. He literally...
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know. I think he forgot.
It was the Steelers' defense. It's the Steelers' defense. Yep. That probably put him over the edge.
Yep, that's what it was. Wow.
Sad. Sad. Well, yeah, good for him. I mean, he had a monster week last week, obviously. And, Jahmyr Gibbs is a pretty sick... He's got kind of cuddled really nice dynasty running back pieces in Rashad White and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Do you think he just rides Kelce till the wheels fall off?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would. I mean, I didn't really heed that advice with Tyreek Hill, but I would probably just hold on to him. I don't know, though, because he has Hockenson, too. It feels a little redundant. I actually take that back. I'd probably trade Travis Kelce. Yeah. See if I can get something before he rides into the sunset.
Like trade into a possible contender? Maybe to a dentist who wants to actually take his team to the next level?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
He's just very hard to trade with. A lot of stubborn traders in this league, unfortunately. But also, he's just like not responsible. Yeah, you literally have to call him if you want to get anything done.
Sad.
All right. Next, we have This Is How I Win. Joey Expert.
Yes, indeed. Joey Expert. Joe, easily the most active trader of this season. I mean, the deals he's made. I made a deal with him. Bruce made a deal with him. He's been throwing wide receivers off his roster left and right.
Yeah, he made a deal. He made an offer to me. I think he wanted Gibson and Judy, but I think he offered like Godwin and someone else in it. I just didn't want to touch Godwin this year, man. But he made.
I mean, I still think he's good. That Bucks team is a surprise.
Yeah, no, true. But going back to the trade that you mentioned, like him getting Stevenson and Javonte, I thought he won that trade.
I think so too. Who do you think won the other trade? It was he got J.K. Dobbins, Tyreek Hill, and a third. I got a second, Brandon Ayuk and Chris Godwin.
I think it's pretty level, especially.
I would think so too. I think so
arguably
too.
Arguably, losing Tyreek, he also lost J.K. Dobbins. So,
I mean, yeah, but I mean, Tyreek Hill is just like you, as you saw in Week One, can just erupt. Feels a little sick trading him, but I think I'm in a place personally. We could talk more about my team when we get there, but I need to make some moves.
His
team has always been pretty good. It's always been pretty good. I like that he has correlation now with Mike Williams and Justin Herbert. Javonte Williams, is a nice addition. I think he's looked pretty good coming off of the injury. You'd like to see the team perform a little better around him, but, he's got top-tier weapons here, weapons that'll make him a contender.
Do you think he kind of forced the Pacheco thing where he should put Stevenson and Javonte as his top running backs and maybe actually play some more Josh Reynolds? Because I just don't trust, I just don't trust Pacheco really that much.
Well, what he needs to be doing is playing George Pickens at this point. Pacheco, it's tough right now. I mean, the usage is right around 50% and... he's inconsistent in the passing game in terms of his involvement. I'm just not sure you're going to be able to bank on him week to week. I would definitely be locking in Stevenson and Javonte as just like the full-time starting running backs, and then just locking in George Pickens until further notice.
Yeah, I kind of go matchup by matchup, but yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, though, solid team, solid ass team.
Yes, sir.
All right, next we got you, Yorsoy Glisa. Looking at your team, obviously, 2-2 Drop the sound, sad music.
I'm pretty fucked here.
Drop the sad
music. I am pretty fucking fucked.
A whole lot of red. A whole lot of red. Yeah, I mean, man.
I was lucky to win week one because my bench went off crazy, but yeah, I'm not really sure what my plan is for this year. I kind of want to do like a little bit of a soft rebuild in the wake of this Chubb injury, because contention is going to be difficult, and if I can load up on as much 2024 draft capital as possible, I'm down to do that.
Yeah, I think it's gonna, unfortunately, all those injuries
I would say I'm also looking to probably make a move at quarterback too, because I'm pretty comfortable locking in Tua as a starter for the rest of the year, given what he can do. Hopefully he does stay healthy, but one of those 2024 quarterbacks would be nice too.
Oh yeah.
But overall, I think that I'm still happy with some of the wide receivers
I think you're right. I think you're trending more into the rebuild.
I would like to be able to pull off a successful like retooling, more so than like rebuilding, where I'm getting players, but also some.
You want to still compete. Like, but you don't want the 101, do you?
Oh, I would love the 101. I always want the 101. I traded for it a couple of years ago, and I would happily take it again. And
what did you get with that pick?
Brees?
It wasn't Brees.
It was Brees Hall, and then I took Treylon Burks at 1-4.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You traded
Debo.
Yeah, Debo. Yep, that's what it was. Yep.
All right. Oh, well.
We'll see how it goes. You're 1-1, though, sitting there. All right, next we got Mike Wade. His team is kind of
struggling in the running back department.
Yeah, man. I think losing
He has Taylor. So many tight ends. Holy fuck.
Yeah, no, there's one team that has way more tight ends than him. You'll see them later. It's weird, man. His team's kind of like stagnant. It's not bad. Like having Jefferson and Lamb, and even Ingram is like, that's nice.
It is nice, but I think you definitely want to see, little more balance in wide receiver. He has no depth whatsoever.
It's not there.
You know, some of these guys are borderline droppable. You know, Corey Davis, droppable, not even in the league anymore. Use your fucking taxi spots too, Mike Wade. You know,
and use your IR spots too.
Use your IR. You know, this roster needs a little bit of a makeover, on the bench department. But he's got enough talent to win. So,
yeah, I think even Patterson's almost arguably jumping into it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been hurt with that quad and
Mecole Hardman droppable.
Yeah, I mean, Spiller and Deuce Vaughn, the guys, Kendre Miller, he can be an IR. Deuce Vaughn and Spiller, guys that can easily be thrown on taxi here. Wake up, Mike Wade.
Wake up. Stop traveling to the Alps and all this fucking thing. We're going to Amsterdam in April. He's getting married next year.
No, it's a newlywed newly engaged bliss, but not excuse to neglect your fantasy roster.
Pay the fuck attention. All right, next we have we're heading to the 0-2s now. First, starting off with Brown folk Mello, awfully suffering from the Jamar Chase MIA-ness.
I don't know why the fuck he played Deshaun Watson last week, like.
I know, Daniel Jones. Why? I hate Daniel Jones, but it's literally
just stupid fucking decisions.
Like, you don't, like, those Cleveland-Pittsburgh games, it's just never, like, no one does that well.
Yeah.
It's like a slugfest.
I mean, that being said.
The team's not bad at all.
He's got Quentin Johnson. That's a nice little holder there in the, wide receiver flyer department.
Love James Cook this year.
Love Ryan Robinson. You know, he has the running back depth to wear, like, weather through this Saquon Barkley ankle shit. It's time to move on from Derrick Henry for sure. I would like to see him fill out this roster with, you know, continue to fill it out with more pass catchers. But 0-2, a little bit of an anomaly here. I think he might be able to get it back on track.
No, I agree, because if you look at points for, he is 281, which is second highest in the league.
Yep.
So he's 0-2, but in terms of points, he's run into some bad luck.
He has the highest points against, too. So.
Yeah, that's because of me.
No one gives a fuck.
No, but I think his team's nice. Maybe make some moves. I know he's not as much, you know, he doesn't like wheeling and dealing like that.
I mean, that's not how you win fantasy, or excuse me, dynasty football leagues. I mean, you gotta make deals.
Yeah. I agree with that. But yeah, I think the 0-2, as you said, is an anomaly. I think his team is better than what the record shows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now this team, I am somewhat worried about, actually.
Mr. Travis Gross.
Yeah, Major Doom.
Major Doom.
Looking at it, it's just...
I don't see that one, like, alpha, reliable wide receiver. Running back, I think he's pretty set. I think he always manages, like, he just can't play the right quarterback. Like, he's always... That decision's always seems to be fumbled.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, between...
At this point, you kind of have to sit Fields until you see something otherwise.
Yeah. I'd probably lock in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, or if Goff's in the dome, I'd play you Goff too, man. Like, obviously, when Kamara comes back, we'll see what happens. I don't think Kamara's going to be, like, if you saw him last season, he wasn't that great. Like, he had his pop-off games. We'll see how much he has left in him. I do like him. I do think it's going to help his team. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just going to be competing more, possibly. And overall, the Saints offense looks... Yeah.
You know, this is just another team too where bench depth is at a premium. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out because, you know, wide receiver depth is pretty thin here, and he's got a bunch of, you know, kind of wide receiver twos slotted in here with the exception of Garrett Wilson and DeAndre Hopkins. Man,
I love Garrett Wilson, just it sucks he had no quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he wants to compete for this year, maybe you can move Garrett Wilson because you'll get someone that'll pay everything for Garrett Wilson. You will.
Yep.
It's a dynasty league. I think
there's got to be a Jets fan in there somewhere, right?
Possibly, but also he just has to make that decision sooner than rather than later if he actually wants to compete, be a contender this year. Obviously, we know how long Eckler's going to be out for. So if Eckler's out for, like, say, 4 weeks, like, that's not bueno.
Nope.
I don't know how long he's obviously going to be out. I'm just assuming 4 weeks. They said week to week, so minimum 2 weeks.
Dicey. Dicey, no doubt.
But some positives. I like Addison going in the future. I definitely do like Addison. Shit. But maybe trade Fields, bro. I don't know. Do something.
Just got to think about something.
All right, now we have second to last. We have last year's champ, who I beat this week. We got South Philly Meat Sweats. Obviously, I love his quarterback selection of Richardson and Allen. A lot of richness there. Maybe try to move one of them, possibly.
I think you're right. Yeah, I mean, Anthony Richardson certainly is an interesting draft pick when you already have Josh Allen, right? But this is one of the deeper rosters, so it's kind of surprising to see him locked in at 0-2 right now. Definitely a candidate for a positive regression.
Yeah.
Just a lot of depth on this roster. Even with some of these droppable guys.
It's crazy. You
know, like Taysom Miller.
Isn't it crazy? Because he would have beat me this week if he played Swift over P. Ryan. I feel like I would play Swift over P. Ryan.
Benching Swift could not have looked like a dumber decision if you did that this weekend, because he had the backfield to himself entirely. And...
Well, he's in a better offense. Vikings
defense trash, yeah.
Like,
big whiff.
Like, because I know it's a trash committee, but obviously we'll see what that's going to look like going forward. But still, like, do you want to play the better athlete who's in the committee, or like the athlete that's kind of towards the end of his career that's in a terrible offense?
Yeah,
that was like a weird, like a sort of like a, what is it? Kind of like a DraftKings budget selection there.
Is this a year you would potentially look to move Joe Mixon? Because just looking at this schedule, it's pretty challenging. You know, he's got some good defenses within the division, and, you know, the Rams and Titans, and they're not necessarily pushovers on the run defense side.
Yeah.
Is this a year you make a move to try to, you know, shore up some draft capital or maybe diversify the roster?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. The schedule isn't great. I mean, facing Pittsburgh twice.
I mean, he's gonna get standalone volume, don't get me wrong, but, you know, if push comes to shove and you need to find someone other than Josh Kelly to play in your flex, like,
yeah, I think he just needs to upgrade his running back situation. Sanders ain't it, unfortunately. And play Swift, man. Just play Swift. That's it. Like, over P. Ryan.
He traded for him. The two guys he traded for didn't play. Sad.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Also, yeah, he even set Cooper over a kill. Wow, that's weird, man. He could have easily beat me this week.
Mm-hmm. Tough scene.
All right, now we have the last place team, who I'm pretty sure has actually scored the lowest also on the season. His running back situation is absolute dog shit. Like
yes,
all three are trash.
This roster is in some serious trouble right now, because he's got more
pieces.
Tight ends than I've seen.
He's pieces to move, man. Like, you can move Kincaid or Laporta. I would keep Laporta, though. But man, his receiver situation is nice. Like, it's nice as fuck. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's got three bona fide studs.
Yeah.
And I think the Jaden Reed pick was nice, but it's just like, man, bro, like, Dalvin is so done. Madison looks like trash.
Well, also, like, Dalvin's
done,
but also...
Does he even have anyone else on the roster? No, those are his only three.
It's the Jets' offensive line, too, but yeah. Like, yeah. Dalvin is, like, he's also gonna lose out in touches to Breece Hall eventually. Like, come on.
Yeah, but just from a pure roster construction standpoint, I mean, he's only got three running backs, and, ugh. Yeah, he needs to make some moves here. If Najee's his only RB1, it's tough.
And, like, maybe if Murray does come back and he's healthy, he has to move Murray or Burrow, man. It makes no sense to roster both of them.
Nope, not at all. All right, let's quickly go to predictions here.
Yes.
I'll start. We'll go with 2-0 Team Tyler GP heading in against Major Doom himself, Mr. Travis Gross.
2-0 versus 0-2.
Yeah, you know, I kind of do want to pick Travis to win this match, but I just don't think he can overcome some of these injury issues that he has. Both Eckler and Montgomery probably trending out this week, which means he's pretty much locked into playing Rashawn Johnson and Rashad Penny. Yeah, I'm taking Tyler GP to win this one.
Yeah, I know. This is too easy. We don't really sit much on this. This goes to Tyler. I think Tyler's going to be 3-0.
Now, this next one is a little more contentious. Some might say it's the most bitter rivalry in the entire league. That would be Brown folk. 0-2 going in against 2-0. No mo monkey business. So, I think that
Melo's not going to play Watson.
Melo can't play Watson.
He can't play Saquon. He just can't.
But, I mean, it's tough because I really don't like any of the quarterback matchups he has. He's got three of them. Like, I guess if I'm picking anyone, I'm probably taking Daniel Jones just for the rushing upside. I don't feel great about it because it's at San Francisco.
Yeah.
I could three. I mean, Jordan Love, you know, maybe he hits a touchdown floor of some sort. This one's close.
I mean, Melo has to move James Cook up to Saquon's slots. I don't think Saquon's playing this week, unfortunately.
He probably plays Jerome Ford, too.
Yep.
Off the hype of last week.
It makes it much closer, man, now. I forgot Jerome Ford was there.
I still don't love the matchup, though, against Tennessee. This is kind of a coin flip. I'm going to take Brown folk to get on the board here with the win.
Same. I'm going to go with Brown folk also. Just based.
It's going to be close, though. We could easily be wrong. We could easily be wrong.
No, 100% you're right. We could easily be wrong, but I don't know. I like what I see more on Brown folk's side. But, like, Pollard does scare me against Arizona. That's scary. Ridley against Houston, scary. Gabe Davis against Washington. Like, I think that could be a problem. I do see Metcalf in the end zone this week. And Walker. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. This is a tough matchup, man. I'm going to just... Damn, man.
Pick someone, my God.
I'm gonna actually pick Dennis.
Wow.
I know. I don't know. That's a look at everything. I'm picking Dennis.
3-0 Dennis would be simply unbearable. All right, and on to the next one here. We've got This Is How I Win. 1-1 going up against Chungus Is Well Hungus. Also at 1-1.
The two Joes against each other, Joe squared.
Yeah, I like Joe G. This is how I win to come out with the win here. I just think he's got some really nice smash spots between Justin Herbert and Mike Williams, even Mark Andrews, as well as Tyreek Hill.
Do you agree with him playing Pacheco?
I don't think he'll end up playing Pacheco. I think you'll see Javonte. I would probably play Javonte just because Miami's run defense has been a little suspect times.
Would you play Pickens or Josh Reynolds if Amonra's out?
I'm probably playing Pickens just because don't love a potential AJ Terrell matchup against Josh Reynolds. I think AJ Terrell wins that pretty easily. If Amonra's out, I think that game is going to be actually dog shit. I think Atlanta probably wins pretty easily in a low scoring piss fest.
Yeah, I'm also myself. I'm picking Joe Gallant in this one. Hopefully Joe Chick remembers to set his lineup. But also, like, he doesn't have Jamal Williams this week. At first, Jamal Williams is out. We don't know anything about Watson yet. We don't know at all about that whole hamstring issue situation.
It's just, I think, it's a little battle of depth here. I think Hurts got it.
Yeah, same.
All right, next, next we have your matchup.
Me.
Team Black Roger Goodell versus Team B-Rich. 2-0 and 2-0.
Me. Me.
I'm actually going with Team B-Rich here in the upset, just for shits and giggles.
Oh, the spite.
I think Jackson Smith and Jigba gets on board here with a big eruption.
There's no way you actually believe that this is going to be a victory for him. There's no way.
I do.
Dude.
Your confidence and your arrogance.
Etienne against Houston. Puka. Olave. Waller. Amonra. Diggs. Bijan. There's no way.
You've had a lot of road matchups and
there's no way.
Well, you just deserve to lose, so I'm picking Team Beerish.
You can do that.
All right, next we've got two more. Team Merchant of Death, 0-2, heading into 0-2 South Philly Meat Sweats. Pretty easy decision for me here. I'm taking South Philly Meat Sweats, so long as Dalvin Cook is still slotted in the lineup for James.
I'm also siding with South Philly Meat Sweats. I think overall, like, his biggest hole really is the whole Joshua Kelly and Sanders thing. I think he's gonna make adjustments and put Swift in, but also Swift is against Tampa Bay, so that's a little scarier. But even still, like, I think it's overall a better setup than you got Najee and Dalvin Cook. Like, I'm good. And at this point, I'm also like, I'm glad I never bought into the whole Madison shit. I'm just he ain't it, bro.
I mean, he was a nice handcuff, but I probably would have looked to move him in the offseason when the hype was out of control.
Yes.
All right, last matchup is mine. Mike Wade coming in at 1-1 versus myself, 1-1.
He has to play Deuce Vaughn.
He does have to play Deuce Vaughn. I'm forced into some difficult decisions at tight end. I'm probably going to have to play Durham Smythe or Chig. I think I should win this, but you never know.
Yeah, so...
if Jacoby Myers comes back this week, I like my chances a little better because I'll definitely play him.
Yeah, in this one, like... I don't like some of his plays. Now, I wonder if he's going to make any claims. Like, maybe trying to make a gamble on Breida, because I'd rather play Breida over Deuce Vaughn. I don't like the Breece Hall matchup at all.
He needs to play. They need to feed him the ball. It was a joke that he only got 4 carries last week. It was a joke.
I agree 100%. Now, if you had your Chubb in this...
Yeah, easy, no shit. Very hot take, Lesher. If I had Nick Chubb,
I'm saying easy to go with you, but because you voted against me, and I actually do think he pulls one off, I'm going with Mike Wade.
Good. Yeah, good. All right. This would be a nice recurring bit where we voted against each other.
We'll stack up an account. A tally of sorts.
All right. Well, that's it on the predictions front.
Yeah, we did well. We actually did well compared to the last podcast. So,
too many teams in that league. 14 team league, and a lot of content to cover.
A whole lot of content. But there you have it. You'll hear from us next week. Bye now. We'll be right back.
has one JPEG.
Okay, my bitch, she bad. She got me on my zone, I make her shake that ass. Guess I'm just not on my double fist, the cash. Don't need no penny loan, they be like, bitch, who that? I got top on the phone. 4-5 in a flow seat. And if you know, then you know, you'll know me. I'm waiting for my eyes to come, they better show me. And I talk how I talk, bitch, blow me. Money made in a Harley, no. And we don't click with all these pacing and you copy. That bitch let anybody in, she like the army. Like off top on your bitch like Darby. I fuck your bitch, you fuck my bitch, that's an assist. 4-5 and 6, I take my shots and I'm a kiss. And the chopper young as Matt Gates. You think you play for a buddy on the list?
Jimmy, are you experienced? Once the fun clearance, I make my appearance. Show up incoherent, niggas know I'm a degenerate. Wake up every morning, night before, I don't remember it. Thick bitch don't know her name, but I won't get into it. Honey on the nightstand, cause I'm so generous.
Cruiser Brigade!
Oh well, what you making it? Yes, make those cookie charts at hotels. Don't even know the last time I used up my old toenails. Slipping out of honey, I can tell you how I'm broke skills. Right like I'm chiseling on cave walls. 1,000 years later, they can break it. Voicemail with death call, won't answer to no one. Came up in this bitch by myself with no gun. Everybody asking me, where you get your coke from? Underground like archaeology should be in the psych ward. For what I do with vocal cords, all the bitches all on board. Face me all up on my floor. It's like a vocal group for running out of food. I really think what I do when you think. People saying that I'm shallow, but I'm jumping off the deep end. Fuck up from the script, I ain't even read the treatment. Like terms of services, they all make agreement. Used to work the block and ain't never filed a grievance. Talk to me soft like you can keep a secret. Don't break down your voice so listen, I ain't chance to leak it. Know the rap is talking, but I can never speak it. You start to keep my mouth closed and just mind my business. Unless you just think I make that grip. Sketched out by any car that drove by with tents.